Mediated Conversation on SAFM.
27 minutes now to 9, the time for your mediated conversation this Monday morning. Last week on SAFM Sunrise, you heard quite a brief conversation around a plan by the Department of Basic Education to look at introducing or changing the certificate that a person leaving school would get if they do not get a matric. In other words, the idea would be that you'd get some kind of certificate if you left school at the end of grade 9. That certificate would be something you could show employers or even potential educational institutions to try and get a job and a sustainable income. At the moment, as you know, we spend a huge amount of time focusing on matrics and matric results, but we also know that only around half of the children who enter grade 1 will actually get through to matric. And you've heard many conversations here on SAFM Sunrise about how and why this happens. So then this morning, what is the Department of Basic Education planning? How would it work? Would it make a difference? Or could it possibly, potentially, create some other problems that we need to be aware of? First this morning, Dr. Moses Simelane is the Chief Director for Curriculum Policy Implementation at the Department of Basic Education. Then Merle Mansfield is the Program Director for the Zero School Dropout Campaign. And Hendrik Makaneta is an education activist and Deputy Chair of the Foundation for Education and Social Justice Africa. We start then with the Chief Director for Curriculum Policy Implementation at the Department of Basic Education, Dr. Moses Simelane. Dr. Simelane, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you so much for having us.
Sure. So, firstly, at the moment, is the matric certificate the only school leaving certificate you can get? Is that right? It's the only piece of paper you can get from leaving school?
That is true. That is true, Stephen. The National Senior Certificate is the only school leaving certificate that is available from basic education.
So then if a child leaves school earlier than that, I suppose the only proof they have would be, say, a school report or something like that.
Yes. Yes and no. But let me then hasten to talk to you about the General Education Certificate, which is being introduced by the Department of Basic Education. As an additional qualification within the schooling system that would be available to all learners who complete grade 9. But it is important to note that this qualification is not a school leaving qualification or certificate. The General Education Certificate is being introduced firstly, to set standards and to actually set benchmarks, to do the benchmarking in terms of education, acquisition, skills, and competencies that learners would have acquired at the end of the general education and training phase, which is the grade 9 level. So this is where the qualification is being introduced, but it is not introduced as a school leaving certificate or qualification. It is introduced as a transitional qualification. I'll explain what I mean by that. It's transitional qualification because it is the qualification that will be used based on each individual learner performance at the end of grade 9. Looking at how they have performed, and therefore teachers will use the performance of the learners in that qualification to guide them in terms of which stream between the three streams that are also introduced together with this qualification. That is the academic stream, the vocational stream, and the occupational stream. And those streams are actually starting from grade 10. And that is why the certificate cannot be an exit certificate or an exit qualification. It is more an access qualification because performance of learners will be utilized to actually guide them as to which stream will be suitable for their future careers, as it were.
Okay, so what you're saying is this certificate is not to say, congratulations, now you can leave school. This certificate is to say, congratulations, now you can continue with school in one of these streams.
Definitely. It is a certificate that will, like I've indicated, maybe let me talk about How will the qualification assessed for, or the certificate assessed for, at the end of the grade 9 year? It will firstly be the curriculum assessment, which has always been in existence in the sector. But two, the qualification will also assess for competencies. If we talk competencies, we talk about what each learner can do with the knowledge and skills that they have acquired. Competencies are a practical demonstration of putting knowledge and skills into application in relevant situations. Thirdly, and more importantly, and that is why you cannot talk about the GEC qualification without talking about the three-stream model. The third assessment that will be carried out for each learner at grade 9 is the assessment for inclination. In this case, learners' interests, aptitudes, and abilities will be evaluated or assessed. And it is on the basis of what learners demonstrate as being their inherent interests and aptitudes and abilities that will be used. That information will then be used to guide learners as to which stream between the academic, the vocational, and the occupational stream will be suited for their future careers.
Okay, would you get, so this would be, I mean, would it count as a qualification? Would it be a certificate or something? How would that work? I mean, would it be something that comes, so if I remember correctly, a matric certificate will come sort of from a department, it won't come from the school. Where would it come from?
This qualification, just like the National Senior Certificate, is also going to be, it will be provided for, or it will be issued by Umalusi. But in terms of the modalities about which the qualification will be issued or the certification will be provided, this is something that is still being in discussion between Basic Education and Umalusi. But firstly, Umalusi will quality assure the qualification, the offering of the qualification, and it will also process its issuing to learners who have met the promotion and progression requirements.
Okay.
At the end of the grade 9, yeah.
Okay. So this is part of a much bigger change then. How long do you think it'll be? I mean, what cohort do you think would be the first to get this? Are we talking 5 years? Are we talking next year?
According to the plan that we have in place to implement the qualification, we are looking at the beginning of 2025. That's the first year during which this qualification is going to be assessed for and, of course, issued to the qualifying learners. Maybe let me quickly indicate that we have been piloting this GEC from 2022, and we started with 277 schools. And then in 2023, we increased the number of schools piloting the GEC to 1,000. This year, which is the final year of piloting the qualification, we are increasing the number of schools to 3,000.
Okay. Could there be an unfortunate consequence where children actually see this, learners see this as the end goal to get this certificate, to get this qualification, rather than to continue? You were correct to sort of almost correct me in what I was saying, and I had misunderstood it. I worry that other people might misunderstand it too.
Look, Stephen, I think, well, there could be possibilities of unintended consequences of introducing this, but these will be reduced to a minimum. And in fact, the fact that we have been piloting this qualification from 2022 across schools, across the 9 provinces, that in itself was indirectly a way of advocating for the qualification for what it is or what it is not. So as we speak, I think there is growing knowledge and understanding of what the qualification.
Oh dear, we seem to have lost the line there for Dr. Moses Simelane. Not entirely sure what happened. I think we can probably move on, actually. So, Dr. Moses Simelane, my apologies to you, but I think we had got most of the answers that we needed. Chief Director for Curriculum Policy Implementation at the Department of Basic Education, you're with SAFM. 17 minutes now to 9 the time. Your mediated conversation around this new certificate continues. Merle Mansfield is the Program Director for Zero School Dropout Campaign. Merle, good morning.
Good morning, Stephen. Good morning to your listeners.
How do you view this? On the one side, there is the obvious idea that children would start to move into streams, and this would be basically saying you can now move into a particular stream that will suit your interests and your inherent abilities. Do you think this might help to keep children in school for longer?
Well, I definitely think it depends on how that's going to be implemented. I think that we've welcomed the idea that the GEC gives more learners the opportunity to choose what potentially suits their capacity or ability and even their interests. But I worry about the ability of schools and even the post-school institution kind of environment to absorb those learners. So are schools going to be retaining all learners that perhaps from the GEC are identified as being better suited to occupational or vocational training? And will those subjects be supplied within the schooling environments that they are in? Or are learners going to be opting into transition into FET institutions like TVET colleges, for example? You know, what does that look like? And what is the mechanism to support learners through that journey? We know, for example, that currently most of our learners, in fact, 80% of the population of our public school are no-fee and low-fee schools, meaning that their studies are subsidized. So should learners then be opting into, you know, occupational or vocational training institutions? What does that resources look like? What does that support look like? If it is available in the communities that these learners are.
So there's a risk that some of the learners who may, I'm not quite sure what these phrases are going to be called, what these streams will be called yet, but some learners might be kept in the system because they're seen as academic or whatever the phrase may be, and some, just through the stream that they opt for, will almost be left by the wayside.
Exactly, and I think even if the stream is made possible within the schools that they are in, you know, I don't know how likely it is that by 2025 we'd be able to support the cohort of learners, for example, that would need to go into those streams. So I would have really loved Dr. Simelane to share some of the findings of the pilot, because we've been struggling to get a report on, you know, any of those findings up until now. We know that the department has been running this pilot. They've spoken about that quite extensively, but the results of that pilot hasn't been made available to us. I think one of the things we want to caution against as the Zero Dropout campaign is that we don't amplify disengagement. So if a learner gets this result and it confirms to them that they don't have the capacity to complete an academic stream, you know, how that is relayed to a learner and how that is managed is critically important to ensure that they don't disengage from the schooling system entirely. We already see from our trends currently that repetition and dropout, grade repetition and dropout are terrible twins. And essentially in grade 10, when repetition peaks, so does dropout. And so I think it's critically important that however these, you know, results are used in a transitionary manner even, that transition is very intentionally managed and that learners understand where the opportunities and resources will come from within their communities, within their schools, to be able to complete the streams in which they identified for.
At the moment, as I understand the law, you might know it better than I do, we have what's called universal compulsory education. You have to be in school until the end of grade 9 or until 15. Would changing the law to say you have to stay in school until you're 16 or 17 or 18 make any difference whatsoever?
I think it's very important that we all consider basic education is until grade 12. Typically because currently we can see even within our TVET environment, which is an FET stage, only about 1% of people in TVET colleges don't have a matric certificate. Secondly, because we know from the population of learners or young people in our country that are not in education, employment or training, nearly 50% of them don't have a matric certificate. So we don't have a post-school environment that is sympathetic to young people who don't have a matric certificate. So the law currently allows learners to exit school in grade 9 or 16, whichever comes first. And, you know, because compulsory schooling ends in grade 9. And so I think it's really important that we start motivating for the completion of school, whether that is in an FET setting or within a schooling environment. But we know that learners who don't have, you know, a qualification beyond NQF1, which is what grade 9 is, have a very, very limited chance of accessing pathways to productivity in any form or shape.
One of the things we know is around the world, you need more and more education to get a job. And it would seem in a way that this is one of the problems that we face, that our young people need more and more of an education, or more and more education, I should say, to get a job. And yet we have faced this huge problem of so many people leaving school with almost no education. We need to do anything we can to make sure they stay in that education. For some children, having a stream that is more attractive to them, could that work the other way and keep them in school for longer? Because they might think, well, I'm good with X, Y, and Z. These are seen as occupational things, but there is space for me, so I'm going to stay, rather than the syllabus, which is often sort of often seen, I think, as too academic for other children, and so for children, and so they sort of drop out. In other words, what I'm trying to say is that if this is done correctly, could it have the consequence of keeping more children in school for longer?
Absolutely, and that's the hopeful part about this shift in policy and the certificate, right? It's that we're actually going to be focusing on individual learner needs, which I think is critically important within our system, and thinking about how we position young people to choose their livelihoods, to be active participants in what they're wanting to do, envisioning their future, and not just having one kind of compulsory mechanism to exit school. I think that's amazing that that hope exists and that we're able to do that. But again, it will depend on the environment in which this is implemented. So employers, the labor market, you know, post-school opportunities, learnerships. Currently, most of these minimum requirements are set at having a matric certificate. It's favored as the only signaling tool to many that this learner has the competencies to be able, you know, to complete something or to be successful in that opportunity. And so I think it's going to take a lot of work and coordination between DBE as well as DHET, you know, to really ensure that we're able to track this process and that it is being implemented in the way that is actually benefiting young people and not increasing their kind of feelings of hopelessness within the system, because it has the potential to do that as well.
Thank you very much indeed. Mill Mansfield is the program director for the Zero School Dropout campaign. In a moment, the education activist Hendrik Makaneta. You're with SAFM, 10 minutes to 9.
Mediated conversation on SAFM.
8 minutes to 9 the time. Continue your mediated conversation around the new plan to essentially give learners a qualification at the end of grade 9 before they go into certain streams. Hendrik Makaneta is an education activist and deputy chair of the Foundation for Education and Social Justice Africa. Hendrik, good morning.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners as well.
Do you think grade 9, so 14 for many learners, is that the right age to make a kind of decision about the future of a learner? I always worry that that's too young, but I know many countries actually make, you know, make decisions like that for learners at an even younger age.
Well, for our context in South Africa, grade 9 learners are very young. You know, most of them, or some of them, are in the age of 14 years. You know, they are 14 years old or even 13 years old. And so to come up with a certificate for grade 9, that kind of certificate will not help the learners in any way. It will not be able to help them. In fact, if anything, the certificate will help the minister and the department to be able to account for, you know, dropout rates that we currently experience. Because at the moment, there's a high level of dropout rates in the system. That is why learners who start in grade 1, by the time they reach grade 12, not all of them are able to sit for the National Senior Certificate exams. And so the formalizing the General Education Certificate will help the minister, because at least for the first time, the minister can be able to account and say, all of these learners have reached, you know, grade 9, and there will be a certificate to prove that they exited the system at that level. And so the dropout rates will be reduced in that sense.
I mean, as I understand what the department's trying to do, they're trying to keep children in school for longer. Are there other ways they could do this? I mean, will the streaming system make a difference in that way?
Well, you know, it is one thing to keep learners at school for long, but it is also another to provide quality education that can lead to skills. So that when learners receive any form of certificate, in this case, the National Senior Certificate, they should be able to do so or to exit the system with the skills that can be able to help them in the mainstream economy. And currently, that is not the case. Yes, I know there have been a lot of developments with regards to progression policies, with regards to lowering the standard, just to make sure that we accommodate learners so that we keep them in the system. Because it is true that, you know, in the olden days, not all learners were able to be in the system for long because of the academic standard that was provided in the past, whereby you needed in the main 50% to pass most of your subjects. And so we think that we must be able to balance quality with quantity. There is no point in trying to make sure that everyone gets a certificate when that certificate is not qualitative.
Are there, I mean, would, I do want to put the question to you that I put to Merle Mansfield earlier. Would changing the law make any difference, forcing children to stay in school, say, to 16 or to 17?
Definitely. I think that, you know, once you change the law, that can actually help. Because currently, grade one, already you know, the exit system is grade nine. Even apart from the certificate, we know that schooling in South Africa, basic education is compulsory from grade one up until grade nine. And of course, that right now, the Basic Education Law Amendment Bill is going to ensure that even grade R becomes compulsory, which means that schooling will be compulsory from grade R right up to grade nine. But I think that we meet a situation whereby we can be able to, you know, not set up the learners for failure. We must be able to improve our education system, modernize it in such a way that, you know, it can prepare learners for the future as well. Because most of the jobs that exist today will become obsolete in the near future. And there is no doubt that, you know, we might the unemployment rate that affects mainly young people might increase from the level of 60% where it is currently, you know, to a much bigger level. So we must be able to modernize our education system with a view to ensuring that it prepares all our learners for the future. And it will be nice if learners can stay in the system until they finish grade 12, because the grade 9 certificate is simply not going to help them.
Isn't choice part of that? If you give children, learners at the age of 14, a choice around what they're going to do, won't that actually keep them in harder for longer? If you had told me I had to do higher grade trigonometry, I probably would have tried to leave school as early as I could. And the point I'm trying to get to, Hendrik, is that the more choice, the better. And isn't that part of that? Isn't this part of that process, to give learners a bit more choice?
Already they have it. Right now, grade 9 learners who leave school can still go into a TVET college and pursue vocational studies. You know, they don't really need a formal certificate to do that. They are able to go and pursue other interests, you know, without the certificate. I get a sense that we are lowering the bar, you know, just by introducing a grade 9 certificate. I think that I could be speaking a different story if we were introducing another certificate post grade 12. I think that would be something that I would align myself with.
All right, thank you very much indeed, Hendrik Makaneta. Appreciate the time. Education activist and deputy chair of the Foundation for Education and Social Justice Africa. So interesting to hear different views, of course, on this. My thanks also to Merle Mansfield, the program director at Zero School Dropout. And starting us off today, Dr. Moses Simelane is the chief director for curriculum policy implementation at the Department of Basic Education. My thanks very much indeed for that mediated conversation around some changes we're seeing to the qualifications.